Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey, everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I hope you're all doing well today. So let me ask you, my brother had a t-shirt that I used to always, we could call it stealing or borrowing, depending on how you want to define it. But it was a shirt from the 1990s, and it said, God's Gym. And there's this picture of this strongman version of Jesus as he's carrying this giant, heavy, burdensome cross. Now, of course, back in the 90s, that was a really cool shirt. But it wasn't at all accurate of, you know, the actual depiction of Jesus carrying the cross. But in our society, we associate power with wealth, with possessions, or health, or strength. But that's not what the cross ever represented before. When Jesus was crucified, it represented shame and guilt, and something that people usually shied away from or ran away from as quick as they could. Non-Roman citizens, disgraced Romans, slaves, and others were the people who were typically crucified. And that's why, for a lot of people, the cross seems like foolishness. We see that in 1 Corinthians 1:18. Of course, though, since we know who Jesus is and what he did, we know the symbol of the cross is actually the power of God to save. We see that in 1 Corinthians 1:19. We see that the cross, from the correct perspective of what Jesus did to provide forgiveness, to redeem, and to pour out God's love, is true power. Our debt of sin was nailed to that cross, which allows us forgiveness and life. And that's why the t-shirt was really cool. And that's why people wear cross jewelry or tattoos or other things. And we hold that symbol now, because they represent what Jesus accomplished and then what it means to us, the people that he loves. Now, for some, the cross will be polarizing. For some, it's going to be misunderstood. And for some, we will cherish its meaning. When we think of what Jesus did upon that cross, what he accomplished, we can appreciate the power it has, and we can rejoice in our Savior. We're also able to share that power with others. And that's my prayer for all of us, that by the power of God to save, we boldly share what he has done for us in the communities that he's put us in. Some people might think it's foolish, but I believe God is preparing people to see his power. And realistically, he's probably going to use some of us to share it with those people so they can see it. If you need help seeing the power of God, as always, we're here to help. Just call or come in. Praying for you all. Love you all. See you all soon.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.